Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Okay.
Fuck with the badge, you see what I did to his face.
Hey,
just keeping it real, if it's realer than me, then it's fake. Hey. Fish telling down the block, gang tattoos, all I got. Fly, crippin', never stop. Woo. Loving you more, loving you less, I'm ballin'.
This how you feeling, Moses?
Dropping the top, no need for the 10, I'm extra. This ain't for the faint. Little bitch, what you think? Hey. I'm covered in gang. Hey. I run with the gang.
I got that water. I got that water.
What's up,
H2O. I got that fucking dirty water. This episode 85 is dirty fucking water. I'm Moses.
Lex.
You already.
What the fuck is up? Why?
I love your energy today, man.
What's I'm lit.
What's going on today with you, nigga?
Yo, what's up, CJ? What's up, CJ? You been missing?
CJ finally come to fucking work.
Coming
what
to work.
Up, CJ?
Oh, you know what I'm saying? All swole new shirt. Nobody gives a fuck.
Curls popping.
Yeah, I do 10 push-ups right now.
Right.
No sweat.
You can't do 10.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
So,
what's good, Moses?
What's been up with y'all, man? How y'all been living, man? How y'all enjoying this fucking heat? It's hot as fuck.
I personally am tired of the North Carolina weather here in Fayetteville. The humidity is atrocious. Fuck you, North Carolina weather. But shout out to my state and my city.
People losing weight is so fucking hot. Sweating all fucking weight. Because it's hot as fuck. Yeah, CJ, fix his mic. Stupid.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. How you been surviving through the heat? What you sweating right now?
You know how I've been surviving like, through the heat.
You got sweat all on your
water.
Neck.
Water.
You got sweat.
I got that water. And I got that. Don't worry about my sweating. You
got
always
sweat all on your neck, man.
Sweating because I'm lit. Fuck is you talking about? Sweating because you light skinned. You don't know what the fuck to do.
Why is that always your go to? I'm not light skinned, bro.
Yeah, I was like, you shit. I'm Jimmy there. I'm Jimmy now.
That was that bullshit you said.
I don't give a fuck.
The way you
I told you I was going to get you back.
Nah,
I'm going to get you back every time.
The problem was the way you want to justify some shit. Because I'm a Gemini. Nigga, no. Because you're a human being, nigga.
No.
That's just what it is.
You're a human being. Don't, no.
Okay, whatever, man.
You do things because it's your sign. Look your sign up.
What's up with you, Dave? You quiet over there?
Yeah, look your sign nigga? Up.
That's a sign to move on, nigga. Let's go, man. Let me see, CJ.
You know what I'm saying? Well, all right, Dave. Let me ask you something, man.
Oh, shit.
It's always good to have that hustle on your side, nigga.
Nigga, you should be the hustler, nigga.
Man, the push.
Don't expect nobody to be on your side but yourself. So go get out there and get it, nigga. Ain't no handouts, nigga.
The whole team should be hustlers.
It's not just your hustle. Somebody might put you on a different hustle. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You might not know that hustle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. That hustle will help you get your hustling game up. Everybody should know how to hustle. I think everybody is their own little hustler. If you doing something, you doing it a penny getting money, you a fucking hustler.
I think people should I think people should just associate with hustlers, period. Any and everybody. Like you said, you ain't no telling what you might learn.
Yeah.
You get that extra dollar that you gonna need for the rainy day.
You gotta be willing. I think you gotta be humble. Some hustlers is like real humble. Every hustler you don't wanna be around.
That's a lot of hustlers that's fucking flashy.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of hustlers fucked up.
Me, myself, though, I always wanted to be the hustler myself. Fuck that. I wanted to be the one running things. I wanted to be the one in charge of things. I wanted to be the one that was smart, but at the same time, I wanted to hand that down to everybody around me. That's how I look at a hustler. Like, you learn that shit, you get that shit, but you got to still pass it down, to your own people.
So I feel like, you know what I'm saying, if you're a true hustler, like, you spread wealth. You want everybody to get on the same level you want, you know what I'm saying? That's the grand hustle. That's what I feel. Put everybody on. If you by yourself, it's selfish. Sometimes that hustle don't go along by yourself, being selfish.
What you done hustle before, Moses?
Yeah, pass on the knowledge, you know what I mean?
Hustle everything, you know what I'm saying?
I sold firecrackers in school.
Hustle little shirts, little print shirts, little wood shits we made.
Yeah.
In school, so.
Yeah.
Whatever I did, you know what I'm saying? I had to get the money. So, yeah, I hustle a little bit, but.
Bro, I remember going to the south of the border getting firecrackers, like the big packs, like 100 packs and shit. Go to school selling for 50 cents a piece. And niggas was buying them shits up until a dumbass nigga want to light them shits at the school. And they snitched on me. Searched my locker the next day. Looking for shit. I already knew what was going on. I ain't bring them shits.
They was on that ATL shit. Hey, nah, bro.
Right.
Nah, bro. Ain't serving you firecrackers today, bro.
Right.
Hey, bro. You got the hot firecrackers, bro. Let me get some, bro. I'm the only one that ain't firing the crackers, bro.
I had the black cats, too. You niggas know about firecrackers out there. I had the black cats. I tell you, I was going to the south of the border to get them shits, nigga.
Nigga just told on you.
Niggas, man.
Who the fuck?
Takashi ass
little
niggas.
Bitch.
Yeah, I don't understand why niggas be doing that shit, though. I was selling candy.
You probably knew what kind of nigga it was. You shouldn't have sold to him. If he was flinking, you shouldn't have sold to him. Probably just get some in your pocket, nigga, jump. Oh, what? Nah, nigga, I ain't fucking with you.
Hey, I was in school selling mix CDs. Remember the mix CDs?
Oh, man.
Hey, give me a list. Give me a list. What you need?
The
what you
CDs
want on that?
CDs was the come up.
Yo, $5 a pop, $5 a CD, man.
Yo.
$7 a CD.
Any song you want.
Any fucking song you want. Create your playlist. That's what the fuck's going on today. You know, with people streaming and everything.
Go get like, the old heads, because the old heads, all they want is just R&B.
Well, I was just fucking with niggas at school.
That was just easy.
I was fucking with niggas at school.
Yeah, everybody.
Well, I would have fucked with some older people if I came across them
get
about
some
that.
Some movies from another spot, and I would sell those movies.
Oh, you was taking movies.
Do you know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, I got this thing. You need.
Yeah, I ain't seen this, man.
Dave, why you looking like that? You act like you ain't sold something before.
He sold chicken nuggets to a fucking nigga, man. After he ate them. How the fuck you do that?
Dave look like he sell dreams.
He ate two on game, yo.
A few dreams, a little weed.
Nigga sold Tom Ford socks. CJ hustling?
Yo, Dave, ain't nothing like getting that ounce of Reggie. And then break it down.
I never sold Reggie. I'm sorry, my brother.
Oh, my bad. That was back in the day, though. I'm talking about back in the day.
Nah. CJ said selling badger milk. Get niggas' muscles right.
Nigga, I got 2 gallons, nigga. Huh? Do you want it? You little bitch.
Oh, my God. Shout out to all the hustlers out there. Keep on motherfucking hustling.
Nigga,
don't stop
you
what you're doing.
A long time. Yeah, nigga.
Niggas.
You ain't been here, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Badger milk, nigga.
Yo, CJ was like, yo, I can't wait to go visual because of the faces niggas making here.
Nigga,
because I'm looking at you right now, and I'm like, if niggas can see, because
all I can see is CJ dipping them cookies in badger milk.
Oh, this is so delicious. Mm, that badger milk tastes so sweet.
Oh my God, man.
Badger milk and cookies. Woo!
Shout out to CJ for coming back to work. Because that nigga be working too hard for no fucking reason. Shout out to the hustlers. Keep on doing what the fuck you doing and spread the fucking knowledge out there, man.
Shout out to people that be knocking out people at family reunions.
Wait, what? What happened?
Nah, they're going to get it when they listen to it.
Got you. Shout out to Agent K. Shout out to our boy Agent K, man. We went out to Agent K's crib. Should I be saying that? Yeah. homie hosted a nice poker spot. You know what I mean?
6'9" ass nigga.
nigga fucked up the whole time. It's just supposed to say,
so we was at his crib.
Yeah,
right. We had the spot. Should I be saying that? Like, nah. Okay.
We was at his house.
We wasn't at his house. We was outside in the woods.
You see what I'm saying?
We was in the woods.
Oh, my God.
We was in the woods. It was all tinted up. It was nice. Even the light had a speaker in it. He let us play whatever the fuck we wanted. We played Griselda.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, AJK is the man.
Had the Raging Machines bumping.
I like how they do it, too, though.
Chilling.
Yeah, shout out
to
them.
It's nice vibe. I love the vibe, man. Nice,
why you ain't play, though?
I like to watch and joke on you.
So you ain't...
So that's what I do. You was sweating the whole time, too.
We was in the woods.
Yeah.
But I'm going to sweat in the woods.
No, I see
you. And drinking Hennessy, nigga.
Your socks were sweating, though.
My socks was not sweating, bro. What the fuck?
Like, nigga, it was like... I was about to say, damn, did I miss something?
The nigga said my socks were sweating.
The size of the day, even though he was like, damn, what's wrong with this nigga? You know what I'm saying? So,
nah, Dave Trash, he was the first one out, man. He was the first one out, man.
Just tell
Lost me. All his little chips, man.
Where they jumped me.
Like, yeah,
Lady Luck wasn't on my side last night.
Did you see how I pulled that slick move though on one of them when I collected a lot of them chips, Dave? And no, I ain't show my cards.
I wasn't paying you no mind, nigga.
I was watching you losing. I kept, yeah,
it was a good game.
That's why I was watching you, because I kept seeing your chips getting slim.
Yeah, it got slim
fast.
Nah, it was a good game.
Play next time, Moses. Stop playing, man. Come on, man.
You gotta play shit. Don't try to peer pressure me, nigga.
I ain't trying to peer pressure you, man.
I do what the fuck I want. I drink what I want.
You're a grown man.
It's the dirty water.
You got dirty water in your cup?
I got that water.
You got dirty water in your cup?
Hmm?
You got dirty water in your
cup? Don't ask me what's in my cup. Whatever's in my cup is my cup. This is my cup.
Yo, so a little COVID in them. It's still out here running around. Wear your fucking mask. What, we still in the phase 2 shit right here in North Carolina?
Yeah, keep going.
Gotta wear your fucking mask and shit when you walk in to get something to eat or to a grocery store like Harris Teeter. That's where I be at.
And niggas is not wearing no fucking masks. They
niggas not wearing masks.
They don't give a fuck.
I'm wearing my mask.
I ain't got time. I can't breathe. I got kids outside. I can't get a vote.
Ma'am, just come on. Just come on.
Hey, that's what I thought.
I don't think you wearing your mask neither, though, Moses.
I wear my mask.
I ain't never seen you with a mask on.
You know what I'm saying? I got my ghost face killer mask. You want me to wear this mask to the podcast?
Yeah, you should be wearing the mask in the studio right now.
Kiss my ass.
I'm definitely not doing that.
We're sanitizing here, nigga. You just hear that burp? It's clean in here, nigga.
That nigga Dave is nasty. So somebody at my fucking job has the COVID. Thank God I hadn't been there in a little while.
On the toilet.
But a lot of people in there went and got tested. A lot of them came back negative. Thank God. I'm thankful for that.
You know, nigga was glad, just sweating for no reason.
But how would y'all feel if you was at work and you found out, you know, somebody got the COVID at your job? You going to go get tested or you going to thug it out?
Listen, man, I don't freak out. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you just go get tested. That's all you do. But at the same time, I wouldn't just freak out about it like everybody else be doing. Like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Like. It ain't no, but at the same time, like, what the fuck is y'all gonna do about it? That's the thing. What is work gonna do about it? they're going to be straight. You know what I'm saying? That's all you
but would
do.
You go get tested? You found out somebody at your job got the COVID.
Yeah, I just told y'all to go get tested.
Okay. Yeah, why wouldn't you, my sure. man?
I didn't.
That's
okay.
what.
But I wasn't around that person either.
You should still get
that
tested.
That don't mean nothing. She could have touched something that you touched. I don't know how this goes.
All right, I'm going to get tested now. I'm sorry. I got to go get tested. Fuck that. I'm not fucking with that shit, even though I felt like I already had it. Yeah. Go back and check out the episode, Legs vs. Corona. I already felt like I had the shit. So, CJ, old fat ass motherfucker. Killing the chocolate chip cookies. You all right, bro?
Yeah, that's what I told you, that badger milk. You done dipped them in them already.
I'm feeling stronger every time. Rawr! This is great.
The numbers keep going up in North Carolina. Don't look like they're going to open up nothing soon. But they're talking about schools coming back.
Numbers keep opening one like you that.
The COVID.
They're killing niggas, that's why.
You sending your kid back to school or you going to try to homeschool them?
It's best to homeschool. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. More, it's going to be online. They looking at a screen. Are they really going to learn from that?
No, I don't think so. Like I told you last time, like, visual is what I think they need. Just face-to-face instead of just, I don't know. It's different when you want to watch something on TV, you know what I'm saying? But when you got to learn something, you don't have that same motivation. Be like, what the fuck?
Right.
So.
Yeah, because I don't plan on sending my daughter to daycare. Well, actually, she actually is getting ready, supposed to start school pre-K. But I don't plan on really doing none of that. My son's supposed to start sixth grade. I don't feel like I can send them to these facilities where I don't know they're not going to take. I feel like they're not going to take the extra precautions. You know what I mean? It's my kids, man. Dave, you had kids. You sending them niggas? I shouldn't say it like that.
Probably not.
Food sucks.
Yeah, it's bad out there. Scary.
Yeah,
scary.
Numbers continue to rise in North Carolina.
It's up to the parents to teach their kids more than ever. So y'all niggas better figure it out. Y'all gonna have some dumbass kids out there.
Well, the kids got some dumbass parents too, though.
Yeah. Figure that shit out.
Jesus.
Telling you, man, think generation's gonna be set up for failure. Trying to be set up for failure.
Well, I wanted to ask y'all, how is y'all 2020?
Shut up.
Yeah.
What? Shut up, nigga.
Damn. Oh my God. I'm sick of your Bill Cosby talk.
Ooh. Dirty pudding, I want to know.
What the fuck is you talking about?
How much pudding bar would you buy?
How much
pudding bar?
Yeah, that's all I hear. That's all I fucking heard. And I'm fucking lit. I ain't drunk, but I'm fucking lit.
Nah, you drunk.
Shut up.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. You fucking drunk.
Your chain is drunk. Shut up. The fuck out of here. Jesus is laying over the cross.
He's got one hand. I don't have a chain. I don't have a chain.
Boy, we need that camera view, man. Shit's funny. CJ's just looking at you.
Yo, we going visual soon. Don't even worry about it.
This nigga just eating the shit looking up. Yeah, nigga. Your chain.
I'm ready to go visual so they can see the sweat beads across your fucking chin.
Your sweat is dripping, nigga. You make I can get a patch of Kool-Aid and make Kool-Aid, nigga. Sweat Kool-Aid over there.
That niggas is nasty.
What is you talking about? This is the same nigga telling us I can see your nipple.
Yeah.
And it's chocolatey.
Yo, relax.
I'm like, what?
Niggas are making
I had to put on my shirt. I had to put on my shirt. Shut Why?
Up. Get up here. Man.
Let's go, man. Ask your fucking question.
I just want to ask y'all how y'all 2020 has been, man. Damn.
Okay, I like that.
You know what I'm like? It's almost over with, but still a lot of bullshit going on.
It's going
But how's it been for y'all?
Everybody trying to survive it the same, man.
Just... Nah, Dave, you got money. It's going crazy. Moses got money.
No, I need that money.
I don't got money.
I need more money. I need to focus, man. Fuck all that shit. Stop. I need shit to go.
Okay.
I need my money.
That's okay.
I need that money.
You need the money.
Don't make me get the ski mask.
Number one.
You know what I'm saying? Black gloves.
You not doing nothing with
don't
no
tell
fuckers.
Me what I'm going to do.
You not going to do nothing with the ski mask.
I got a kid.
That's a fact.
On my John Q shit. That's my son.
He ain't
you
sick,
You can't
though.
Tell
your
me my son
sick.
Can't
your,
have a
your
heart.
Your kid ain't in that position.
And you can't tell me my son can't have a heart. He's going to have the best. I'm lit!
Fake ass John Q. What's his name?
My 2020 has been alright, except for the loss of OG. But I've been essential. I've been working. I've been getting money. I'm still broke. The bills don't stop.
Bills will never stop.
I'm sick of that.
They don't
shit.
Give a fuck. Like,
yeah, like
yeah,
y'all can't
like
hold
do,
off.
But they really don't.
It's COVID out here. Y'all
it's
can't
okay
hold off on me?
If you can't pay, but we do need that. That money you owe. Just letting you know.
Yeah, I don't like that shit. What about you, Dave? What's your 2020 been like? I know you got money, and I know you just being a rich nigga, and you just got all the women, and they just DMing you, and
kind of just wearing machine.
I'm just the life of Dave, man. I'm just trying to be like you, bro. I love you.
He's yeah, wearing bashimis.
You showing me things I ain't experienced.
That's what I'm talking about. You wearing bashimis and
yeah, like Gucci system. Belts. It's like Gucci yeah. belts every other day. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, you know better than that.
Cooking them up.
Better than that. We don't do shit like that.
Why was your 2020 been? You ain't still asking that question.
I said it's been okay. It's been cool. I'm surviving. It's like everybody else, my man. It's COVID out here. Just trying to survive out here. Mm-hmm. Keep my head above water.
You ever going to have any kids? I'm always asking you that.
Yeah, as soon as you grow a mustache, nigga, that means never.
Damn, you don't want kids?
When you grow a mustache, I'll get some
kids. It is a mustache. It's like a little patch.
No, he got whiskers. Nigga. Got it.
It's like two hairs.
I know where you're going long. With that whisker shit, too, Dave. Relax got, over there.
He got two hairs, and they just long. So they stretch out, make him look like he got one.
Old Tomcat in the face. Ass
oh, shit. Oh, shit, Garfield.
Got it, nigga.
I'm getting ready to start working on my jokes because I'm sick of this shit. Fucking dirty water.
You can't work.
Y'all
on
niggas,
no
all y'all niggas do is come here and joke on me, man.
You can't work.
It's
on
a lot
jokes.
Of it's a lot of serious shit going on in the world, and all y'all want to do is sit here talk shit to me and laugh at me because I
always
just try to live
us.
My little life. Fuck
no,
y'all.
You always
how about that?
Us.
Fuck y'all.
You always clown us.
Fuck you.
Take us out to
what
eat.
What you got on the list, man?
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, tell Moses to go to his punk ass.
No.
List.
I'm sick of your shit.
Now fuck
I'm
this.
Telling them what you be doing.
Fucking episode 85.
You take
I'm
us somewhere.
Sick of you, niggas.
You take us somewhere nice and you say, "Do you got the fucking money for it?" I do. You pay.
You shitting at work?
Am I shitting at work?
You shit are you shitting at work? Come on, man. That's a serious question.
I can't do it.
At all? It's at the tip.
Spend time.
Like it's about to come.
I can't
what
do
you
it.
Doing?
You got a turtle head right now. You know what I mean? It's peekaboo and turtle head. What you gonna do?
This is a nigga that's coming from sitting sideways.
Listen, I don't have the luxury of holding my shit because when I got a shit, I got a shit. So it goes down wherever the fuck I'm at.
Well, you be on the road too, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. And just
driving out
the way my guts is set up, I can't hold food down too long. Anything I eat is coming right up.
Should go vegan, bro.
Nah, I don't want to
help you out. Stop eating all that meat.
Do I look like a fucking rabbit?
Hey, man, it's better for your body,
yeah,
bro.
Whatever, nigga.
Listen,
this nigga
had to use the bathroom at work. Just had to use it. Get your goddamn. They should have some toilet covers. I think every place have those.
My job has toilet covers.
Get the toilet covers, get a lot of towels, tissues, or whatever, and just wrap it up. Leave it there, whoever. I ain't picking that shit up.
Listen, I ain't shit, man. I leave a job. I'm exactly. going to the crib real quick because I live 15 minutes away from my job. I dip out. I gotta let this go. But it be rough. The drive be rough. I ain't gonna lie. Especially you get hit with fucking lights and shit.
You probably sitting sideways.
Get stuck behind a motherfucker truck in a trailer.
You be sitting sideways.
Get stuck behind a tractor in the middle. You know we in the country.
Oh, God.
Big ass tractor and shit going slow. Taking up both lanes and shit. I've had those moments, man.
You gonna fuck up your stomach.
Don't say that.
Keep doing it. Keep on your shit.
It's hard, but I ain't gonna lie. Like I said, if it's like Dave said, the turtle head is right there.
You're gonna explode.
I'm gonna do it at work.
Yeah,
man.
You're gonna
explode. I'm gonna have no choice, man. Get the toilet covers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have no choice.
Thing is, you gotta
man.
Get out before anybody see you.
I got a question for you.
I'm listening.
Who you think got the nastiest bathrooms at the workplace, the men or the women?
I don't know, because I ain't never been in a woman's bathroom.
That's a fair enough question. Yeah. I mean, fair enough answer.
Yeah, I don't.
I couldn't say. I done did.
But men be having some nasty shit going on.
I done did.
Let's be real.
I done did janitor work, and honestly, it's both parts. It's
not did janitor. Okay.
It's not even one. It's really both parts.
Right.
Both of the bathrooms sometimes have some nasty shit. You be like, what the fuck?
Let me tell you how to. I've done janitor work too at a nursing home and shit.
Gotcha.
So in my experience, niggas, they piss on the floor. They don't flush toilets.
Right.
And for a fact, they don't wash their hands.
I was just about to say, Dave, if you don't say they don't wash their hands.
Yo,
it's a lot of you at my job. Y'all wash y'all fucking hands. And I done seen your nasty asses.
And this is
filthy.
I'm gonna tell you how I know they don't wash their hands. Cause
I had to take your shits too. But go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
I did janitor work and shit. And I hardly ever change the fucking soap in the fucking bathroom, in the male bathroom. So I know.
So they're not using it, right?
They're not using the soap.
Wow.
Now the women, just as nasty. Just as nasty. They don't flush toilets.
Mm-hmm.
One time I seen piss in the toilet with no tissue. So either they ain't wiping themselves or shorty standing up.
Maybe she had baby wipes.
You still flush baby wipes, don't you? You don't leave the piss in the toilet with no.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I mean?
I'm trying to shoot her some bell.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Like, damn.
Shorty's the foot.
Shorty's standing. She's standing up over the toilet. You know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean? And then sometimes.
Maybe she didn't trust the toilet paper.
I don't know, nigga. You ask her. But, yeah, they don't flush toilets. And sometimes they. Depending on where they from, because I work with a lot of islanders and I work with a lot of Spanish people too. A lot of them, they will wrap their feminine products up and they'll throw them in the trash instead of flushing them. So the trash be full of shit,
right?
You know what I mean? Crazy shit. But they do wash their hands though. I used to change the soap all the time in women's bathrooms.
So the women wash their hands. Right. The men on some.
Men don't wash their hands.
Yeah.
Niggas is nasty.
You got the soap filled up, and he's right. Like, I seen some dudes look at you and just walk off. Like, what the fuck?
I'm telling you, I seen plenty just.
Just took a shit.
He took a shit, came out the stall. I'm washing my hands. He walked past me. Like, damn,
hey,
bro.
Nigga,
really?
He walked past you and slapped your neck, nigga.
No, here go with the bullshit. See, this is what I'm talking about, man. This is the bullshit I be fucking talking about.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. Those are my neck.
Wash your fucking hands, man. COVID is out here.
That's
a little COVID
saying.
In there.
Washing hands, you shitting. That's why I'm glad the buffets ain't out.
I hate fucking buffets anyway.
Shit,
fuck a buffet.
I don't even want to eat here. What's wrong with you? I just seen something in the bathroom. Good.
DMX versus Snoop. Snoop Dogg. DMX versus. By the time this come out, it's already going to happen. But who y'all got? Who y'all got?
I'm just ready to see, like I said. I don't have nobody, like always. I'm just ready to see how it goes. I'm a fan of both of the people, especially DMX. But honestly, it might be I feel like Snoop going to have more than DMX. Snoop got a lot of classics, man. He got some shit in his bag. But at the same time, DMX got some hard shit.
He does.
He got some hard shit. But I don't feel like he got as many shit as Snoop.
Yeah, Snoop got more to pull from.
Snoop could pull out some Pac shit.
He been out longer. Like, he been out longer. You know what I mean?
Snoop could pull out some
I think Snoop probably end up taking it, but I'm riding with X. That's just my New York bias shit.
I'm biased. I'm Yonkers biased. And I'm rolling with X. But man, motherfucking Snoop got so many motherfucking hits. He got at least 6 years on X before, you know what I'm saying, before X came out.
Okay.
So, I mean, and he can pull from so many different angles, man. But
I feel like it's a weird.
I don't know match. Because you think so?
What I would do if it was Snoop, I would have put Ice Cube in for DMX. Who can I put in New York? That's what I would have put Busta Rhymes. I would put, you know what I'm saying? Honestly.
Busta versus X?
Yeah.
Q versus Snoop? Nah. Shh. Nah. Okay.
I think that would have been a better matchup.
I like Busta versus X.
I like you know the Busta X. I'm saying the Cube, the Snoop. X. Nah.
Cube and Snoop are not. Because Cube is
nah, man. Because
Cube got a few and Snoop got a few.
But Snoop is more current. Like, Snoop can pull.
Beautiful. But Cube is more current too. Cube came that's still came set. Out.
First of all, don't what? Do that.
What?
Oh my what? God!
That's did pretty much. See, like, I could get my Pharrell
you
on.
See you sweating.
You
that?
See Pharrell with the motherfucking pink shirts. You know I'm about to go salmon shirt out. Beautiful. Come on, Dave. Don't do me like that, bro. Just, don't do me like that.
Beautiful.
It's not that. It's the way you bobbing. You a funny dude. What, man? That's my shit.
I feel you.
That's my shit.
Look at CJ. He a dark skin nigga.
Listen, y'all gonna stop this dark skin. We can stick to together. Dark skin, light skin, brown skin, stick together.
Yeah, so we're trying to help you out.
So shut up with that bullshit.
We're trying to help
man.
You out.
You on some bullshit.
I'm trying to tell you, look at it sometime so you know when things going down.
CJ ain't even thinking about that. He telling you to shut up.
Look at CJ. Who he looking at?
You.
Okay. But I think that would have been a good matchup. But honestly, it's going to be nice to see, though.
Definitely, definitely.
I think so. I think that's what's up.
But I don't know because I think X has more aggressive records.
Mm.
And
so does that Snoop. Deep under cover?
I'm not saying Snoop don't got aggressive records.
But it was the case that they gave me?
But I think
me?
That X has a few more aggressive records. You get what I'm saying? Like a Snoop more smoother. He hit you with the smooth shit, a few of the aggressive shit.
I think he's he's in every element just like DMX is.
That's why I think
DMX had the hard shit, but also DMX got the lady shit. Am I not lying?
He does, but that's all why right, but then. That's what I'm saying. I think Snoop
and
will
he got
win.
The guy shit.
I'm riding for X. I'm being biased. I ain't gonna lie. I'm young.
Both of them got the Christian songs too. So, you know, if you want to go different ways, Snoop done did this reggae thing too. So,
but Snoop better not play no reggae fucking song.
Why not?
Nah, my nigga.
Why not?
Because that's a lost point.
What if he's playing some Snoop Lion shit?
That's a lost point. Not during this battle.
So if he played that,
not
lost?
Against X. Nah. No, I'm saying if he would that song, that's a loss right there. Like any of them gospel shits. In that reggae shit.
For Snoop?
For X, nigga. During the battle, don't play that shit is what I'm saying. That shit is not gonna fly. And I'm sure he won't. And if he do, he lost that point.
I be wondering what the hell X is gonna play, too. Because you know how X is. He don't give a fuck. Yeah, he gonna play his favorite shit.
I don't know. Yeah, somebody need to help him.
He gonna play shit that we was like, damn, you played that, nigga?
I'm excited to see it, though. I just want to see it.
I definitely want to see it.
I've been enjoying these shits.
I want to see it. Like,
I've been enjoying these shits.
Just him putting on the beat and getting hype. You know what I'm saying? So,
I hope they be in the same room together too.
I think that would be nice. Shit. But if it don't, I understand. But it'd be nice if they was in the same room, like Jamaican shit, like with Bounty killing Benny Man. I think it was.
Yeah.
I think it was nice. I kind of.
They'll probably be in LA somewhere. They might do it at Snoop's compound. No, Snoop got a whole compound out there.
Yeah, that'd be. Oh, yeah. You know, Snoop got whatever he want out there in the West Coast. Shout out to LA. I be seeing y'all listening to us. shout out to South Carolina, North Carolina. A lot of people, y'all be fucking with us, man. Y'all fuck with Dirty Water. But I'm definitely ready for this fucking Snoop.
Shout out everyone. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And tell your grandma, tell your aunt, tell your uncle, your nieces and nephews, fuck it, your cousins. Tell everybody, man. Dirty Water Podcast, man. What you got on the list over there, Moses?
What I want to ask you is...
There we go. Here we go.
How do you spot a gold digger? You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, you might go out with some, see a chick, and you just got that vibe like, oh, she bought that cash. I can't fuck with her.
You ask her how much it is to fuck. She give you a price. Get away from her.
You got a price? I ain't fucking with you.
You know what I mean? If she get mad at you, she's like, I was just playing. You know what I mean?
I was just playing. Shut up, Dave. How do you spot a gold digger? I don't know, man. Because I be feeling like all women for money. Even though I don't think, I ain't going to say that. All women ain't for money, but a lot of women are for money.
What you're saying it right. All women is for money, but in different ways.
Right. There you go. That's exactly what I was saying.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was saying because
women want security.
Yeah. They want security. So they, I don't want to say they all gold diggers, but they looking for a certain thing. Yeah.
I'm not saying
not all women.
What I'm saying, gold diggers.
Not all women.
But there's women that get their own.
When I'm saying gold diggers, I'm talking about self. About self. Don't even give a fuck about you. It's about self. Like, grimy. Like, fucking you up. Really don't even care about your feelings. Just taking your money. You know what I'm saying?
Are you talking about the women that set niggas up? Or
gold digger. A gold digger is somebody, they ain't got no feelings for you. Gold digger, man.
They like your count.
Yeah, like
if the bitch asks him for money, well,
it's a hard question. What would you say, Dave?
If the bitches ask him for money,
yeah,
half the time them bitches ain't gonna hold that in much long. You know what I mean? If they want something from you, they gonna ask it from you. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's all it takes is a conversation. Next thing you know, the bitch got a problem. She needs some money. I need help paying my bills.
What y'all think the percentage is as far as women of, like y'all saying, gold diggers and the ones that just do their own thing? What y'all think that might be?
I don't know.
I think it might be a 70-30.
That ain't
70 towards y'all just looking for the money and the other 30 just got their own thing going on.
Some gold diggers out there, like, tearing up the game. Some gold diggers out there,
I don't know
doing
about
it different.
That.
They'll tell you. Like, what's going on, like, in your face, like, this is what it is. Mm. If you accept it, that's you, but no, she's a gold digger.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So I feel like it's different levels. Some of these don't give a fuck. They already know, like, look, I don't really want to be with you. It's about money.
It's a lot of women out here just looking for companionship. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because, and I know that for a fact, because there's a lot of these niggas out here that ain't got nothing to offer. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. And they falling for them.
Or they not trying to offer it.
Mm. Who's not
but
trying to offer
it? But most of the time,
the niggas.
Either way, I'm saying it's either
they
way.
Fall they fall for the wrong one because, like, most of the time, nigga be a scammer. So, like, ain't trying to be funny, but.
Women scammers, too.
Yeah, but some. What I'm saying, some niggas know how to get a bag. Some niggas don't. They front.
That's
know?
A fact. Oh.
Front.
They front, huh?
You know what I'm saying?
That's how you feel.
So, what I want to talk about next is.
Go ahead.
These front ass niggas. Nigga, stop fronting, man. Fucking up shit.
Who pissed you off?
No, I'm just saying, like.
Sound like somebody made you
no,
mad,
No, nobody
Moses.
Pissed me off, but I'm just saying, like, I thought about this conversation scene in the movie. Nigga was just talking about what he got, but he ain't really had it. Like, don't do that. You're going to get caught at the end of the day, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? Just tell the truth. Like, be real, because if you be real, I think you'll get more people on your side than you being fake.
Right.
Because when they know you fake, they're not going to fuck. That nigga's, get the fuck, what?
Fraudulent.
Yeah, nigga, you, what? You went on a helicopter yesterday? It's COVID-19. How the fuck is you in a helicopter?
You go on a helicopter during COVID-19. You just got to go by yourself.
Nigga.
That's all I'm saying.
In a certain area? Certain areas? That's what I'm saying.
So these niggas just fronting.
Some
out
stuff
here,
I can believe if like it in certain areas. Hey, nigga, I got this right here. You know what I'm saying? It's easy.
Who rubbed you the wrong way, bro? No. What's up, man?
I'm just saying, nobody say got the rub. When I talk about these topics, nobody rubs me the wrong way. Right. It's just topics.
Not for you. A lot of niggas be fronting out here.
I'm just saying.
Moses said, nobody's rubbing me. I'm sorry.
Like, what the fuck? Who rubbed you the
wrong way? But nah, Dave, he's right, though, because these niggas be fronting out here. They love to talk about what they really don't have. They love to talk about what they really ain't doing. Then I'm going to say it again about you Fayetteville rappers. A lot of you niggas is cap. Y'all be lying. Y'all be fronting.
It's the fronting, too. Like, niggas be talking about in the past.
Yeah, you remember back in the day, man. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's one of my pet peeves. I never want to be the nigga that's like, you remember what I used to do.
Yeah. But I'm
on some, like, everybody. I'm just
saying,
some
conversations
should...
is necessary. You know what I'm saying? You talking about homeboy, you talking about something, okay. But you know, the nigga be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? What? You try to put it back on you. Like, you're not even talking about the good times. You be like, yeah, you remember? Yeah, so you remember when I got it, right? That was me.
I hate that.
I bagged her. You know what I'm saying? No, you tried to get it, I bagged it, though. I'm like, okay, but where you? Yeah, girl ain't got no teeth now. Like, ain't nothing, what are you saying?
Ain't nothing worse than a nigga living in the past, man.
Yeah. That's trash.
Like,
man.
Y'all don't, you know what I'm saying, enjoy the past.
I'm
that's
like, what you doing? What you doing now, though?
Learn
what's
from
up?
Your past.
Like,
what do you got something going on? Now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Be satisfied with what you got now. That's all I'm saying.
But at the same time, be humble, too.
Yeah. It's hard to be humble.
But a lot of people don't want to be humble.
Because, like, you know... Most of it starts off of chicks. That's when the front comes. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You might have a nice little jewelry. Somebody,
front for
you know
the women.
Yeah. Somebody bought that for you. Everything somebody bought. But you go out there like, you got it. Got your little cash.
I be wondering, though, because men do a lot of shit to try to bag women.
Women do a lot of shit, too.
I'm not saying they don't. But I'm just saying from a male perspective.
Yeah.
After they bag the woman and do what they do or whatever, do it really be worth it? After you did this, you did that, you maneuvered, you talked about this, you said that, and then you finally got it. Was it really worth it?
Every time a nigga be like, and you know some niggas, they be like, man, this shit wasn't even worth it, man. Damn. You know what I'm saying? I could spend the money on this, man. Yeah.
Niggas do and say anything to get the...
And the same way with Shorty. Shorty is spending money on shit trying to do something that's... not even on her standards. And be fucked up niggas don't even know, but they be like, okay, she, you know what I'm saying? So it goes in both ways.
It does.
So.
It does. Man, fucking potting today, goddamn. So this nigga like Tory Lanez shot Meg Thee Stallion.
Allegedly.
So, here
oh,
we
yeah,
go.
You're right. Allegedly. You're right, Dave. My bad. How y'all? Don't look at me like that, nigga.
All you can be like, what happened? You know, what was the situation?
Nah, for sure.
You know, and what?
Tory,
and always,
boy,
what the reason?
First of all, why are you pulling out a gun on a woman?
Yeah,
I don't want to hear that. Nah, fuck. Nah, ain't no reason. You don't. You a man, bro.
I'd have punched him in the face.
Not unless she got a gun, you shouldn't.
She might have
exactly.
Had a gun for
her. There we go, Dave.
She might have had a
okay,
gun.
Okay, so she punched him
there's
in the face.
Different reasons.
She
like,
punched you in the face and you pulling it out?
No, but he punched the face, might have had the, you know what I'm saying, strap on it. What, you know.
No, man, no.
Nigga,
it don't work.
First
like
of all,
that.
You know Tori a little low to the ground, and Meg, she look like she could hit. She got look like she got,
yeah.
She knock a nigga out. She
you
about
talking
to
about
put
no.
Hands on him.
She probably not to spit out that nigga.
Tory look like
how the fuck you gonna tell me what a nigga gonna do when somebody not to spit out of you?
What the fuck, bitch?
That nigga
you think it's a game? You think it's a game? Bitch, oh, what the fuck? Tory do look like he one of them niggas he mad ain't 6 feet tall.
This nigga short too?
Well, you know what I'm saying?
He's
and
a shooter.
And Meg
short
is
niggas
a stallion.
Love to shoot. Yeah.
Like,
short niggas love to shoot.
She ain't hit him, though.
No, I'm just saying.
Even
no, I'm not saying
did,
that
don't
people don't be like,
they
I'm not saying she hit him or nothing like
it
that.
It don't
you know
require
I'm just
for
saying
the firearm to come out.
We don't know, but yeah,
yeah it's crazy.
Really don't. I'm not agreeing to what he did.
And then
don't think
and
that.
Then you squeezed
when the firearm came.
It might have been an accident.
Oh, here we go. There's a lot of defending going on.
Nah, I'm just saying it might.
And
been
that's
an
the thing too. We don't never know.
Pull it out, period, on a woman.
I didn't say listen that was wrong. You right about that. He should have pulled it out.
What you're saying is totally right.
He might have shot it off by accident.
Man, what you're saying is totally right, but we do not know what happened. So rather than you saying you can
and I'm
assume,
with you on that. I'm
you can
with,
assume,
I'm just, yeah.
But
and that's
I'm
all
not,
I'm doing. I'm just
you know
assuming.
Saying? I'm just talking. I'm not pushing that out because I fuck with both of the people. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, either way, it's Tory, always you bugging out, bro.
Yeah, but the thing is, people act like it ain't always celebrities bugging out like regular couples. You know what I'm saying? Like it's regular couples out here. Like I don't know what's going on, but in life, people whatever they do. They wild out sometimes.
Right.
Celebrities gonna wild out too. Mm. Y'all just forget. Oh God, what the fuck? Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be
if
wilding
the nigga
out
talking,
where they shoot a man is shooting at a woman.
You know May got that lazy eye. Tori was like, who you looking at? Whoa, that nigga went to shooting. Who you looking at, bitch?
Said the same thing about the Chris Brown and Rihanna thing.
Oh man.
Bitch, you fucking take
no, that's joking. Still not the same. He punched her. This nigga shot her.
Listen.
He probably had a
shooting
gun
is
too.
Way more dangerous, bro.
Somebody she was looking at somebody else, man.
And she dead. No. See what I'm saying? Like, it's not
bad.
The same. That's not
it's
the same.
Bad.
Did that happen?
It didn't.
We don't know what happened. You just assuming. You just don't do just like the other people.
I'm saying I can't.
Don't do like the other
no,
people.
No, what I'm saying is I'm not going to compare it to the Rihanna shit.
Yeah.
You know
but
what I'm saying?
But no, what I'm saying, I'm not. What I'm comparing is celebrities having wild moments.
Everybody human.
We don't know. We don't know what they, you know what I'm saying? They could have been dating or not dating. You don't know. You don't know shit.
I don't care if they were.
You know what I'm saying? You're not on that level.
I can't wait till the real story come out, though. It's going to be real interesting.
I'll tell you one thing. Chicks Tape 6 ain't going to hit the same if he come
say
out
what?
With
it. Say what?
Chicks Tape 6 ain't going to hit the same if he come out with that one.
Why? You think it's going to stop
shot a woman, nigga.
You think some stuff is going to stop they record sales or push it if they got good music? Chris Brown. That's why I keep putting example.
Chris Brown ain't
Chris, how
shoot
is his
Rihanna,
music?
Bro. That's what I'm saying.
No matter what he did, how is his music?
Nigga,
did you still like his
different.
Music? That's what I'm saying.
I think,
did
I
you
think,
still like his music?
I think the Chris Brown and Rihanna situation was a lot more severe because we had pictures, we had evidence, and they bigger celebrities than Tory Lanez and other shorty is.
Yeah,
and we knew for a fact that he did it. So that shit went crazy.
That's yeah, what
Tory be just fucking fine. I'm pretty sure he'll be fine after this.
But Meg said she
if
was
he don't
a victim,
go to jail.
They saying that Tory shot the gun.
She ain't say he shot him. She didn't say that. She didn't say that. She's not cooperating at all.
I saw that. I ain't got nothing to say about that.
Man, you said she said it. No, she ain't say that.
Loyalty.
Whatever. We'll fucking figure it out.
Yeah,
I mean, the truth will come out, and it's gonna be funny.
Yeah. What the thing is?
No, it's not gonna be funny because he shot a woman, bro.
Like,
that's not funny.
Like what happened?
She ain't die. It's funny, nigga.
What that's I'm crazy. Saying. What the thing is? You should get it straight. You know what I'm saying? You need a bag for her. You know what I'm saying? Because you're missing out on money.
She ain't missing shit out. Ain't no shows going down right now.
If anything, her music just went stream more.
You know what I mean? That's it. Controversy sells, nigga.
Well, you know, a little screaming shit. I don't know what, you know what I'm saying?
She ain't missing no
shows,
money.
Like, stuff like, I don't know how they do it.
So. Take this shot to the foot, bitch. Sit your ass down.
Jesus Christ, Dave. Come on, Dave.
I don't condone that though.
He shot in the foot.
But you gonna say
he shot in the foot? Just,
yeah, he shot in the foot. She got shot in the foot.
Yeah. Damn, she can't wear no heels no more.
She got a little limp with her right now. It's cool.
That nigga Tory was jealous
alive,
about
man.
Something, nigga.
He probably
you gotta be jealous about something. You pull a gun out of your shorty.
He shot the corn off.
You don't pull no gun out on a chick, nigga. Like, fuck all that.
That's you looking at that nigga, bow! I agree.
You, first of all, you're not even supposed to put your hands on a woman.
No.
You pulled a firearm?
My nigga.
Hell no, man.
He was probably on that white.
A lot of stuff.
I love
Dave. A lot of stuff.
I love Dave.
A lot of stuff people don't know.
Because he
probably
was.
Yeah, she probably said something about his hair plugs and he went off. This nigga started shooting. Pow, pow. He talking about my hairline. No, it's,
you know
it's sensitive.
He might have smoked a blunt and did a sniffy. Damn, you look fucked up.
Did a sniffy.
And your hair and your hair is fucking falling off. Bitch, I'm tired of you disrespecting.
Right.
You always looking at other people.
Yeah.
You see me? You see my blood? Look at your eyes.
I don't think Meg is looking at other people. I think it's just
no,
a lot
nigga,
of
she's
no.
cockeyed. So I'm saying she got lazy eyes. She's looking at somebody else. Jesus Christ, you missing the whole thing right here.
Oh,
Jesus.
My God.
All right, move on, man.
That's I never knew saying. She was cockeyed.
She has a lazy eye, bro.
I didn't peep game.
You got to look at her.
I don't be paying her no attention. All I do is see her shake her ass. That's it.
I be wandering.
Well, glad she's alive. Fuck it. Real shit could have happened in there in that situation.
I agree.
You know, you try to look at it in the remote. I just look at her shake her ass. She won't be shaking her ass. Nah. Man.
Okay, well, follow on Instagram. Oh, I'm sorry, Moses doesn't have one because he doesn't want to create one. He's a black planet nigga.
Yeah.
You follow Meg Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. We're sitting there. Goddamn.
Hey, look, Dave. Yeah, I looked you dirty eyes. I was like, this nigga looked at me like, he better not lie to me. Like, he better not lie to me. Yeah.
That's why you talking shit. Cause
I'm on follow now.
Every day, I like it.
Meg Thee Stallion?
Nah.
She doing food crunches.
Get the fuck out of here. Hey, Orange Moses, slices. Would you vote for Kanye?
Orange slices.
Would you vote for Kanye for president?
Kanye talking kind of crazy. What did he say? Tell me what he said about Harriet Tubman.
Oh shit. Oh look.
I'm not supporting no celebrities. I'm not voting for no celebrities. Yeah, I mean, I know all of...
Trump was a celebrity. Is Biden a celebrity?
Then I said I'm not supporting celebrities. Celebrities first. His first profession was a celebrity.
You want me to play this shit for you, Moses, or are you good?
Play it. Let's play it.
All right, put your headphones on real quick.
Yeah, okay.
Little bitch.
This nigga Kanye is the funniest nigga in the world. Did you want to hear what he said about Harriet Tubman?
Okay, let's go. Come on. Hurry up.
Well, Harriet Tubman never freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for other white people.
Y'all, we leaving right now.
Stephen Move.
That's what he said.
Well, Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for other white people.
Y'all, we leaving right
now. Yo. Yo.
That's what he said, bro.
You want me to what? Did you hear what she said? Oh, we leave right now.
She says she out.
Kanye on that white.
What is Kanye talking about? She is not free of slaves.
First
she
of
had
all,
him go work for other white
first
people.
First of all, Dave, I feel like all the celebrities on that white, but it's cool. It's cool. They all on the white.
Kanye, but wait a minute. White, but the thing is, hold on. We might be clowning, but what if he telling the truth? What if you
nigga,
know what
shut up, nigga. That's what I'm going to tell you and Kanye. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to hear that dumb shit. Nigga's stupid.
Shut up. You lying.
And he's fucking
nuts.
Nah,
you been listening to him, so shut up.
Nigga is on that white, and he needs help.
You listen to Dark Fantasy at night.
That nigga is in the Dark Fantasy right now, nigga. He is going fucking nuts. Stop taking this nigga seriously. Let's stop retweeting his shit. Stop giving him. You got to treat Kanye.
You were the bestest women ever. Listen.
You got to treat Kanye just like you treat 6ix9ine. Stop giving that nigga attention. That's it. That nigga's going fucking nuts right now. And he got money, so can't nobody fucking stop him.
Oh, you're a billionaire.
You know what I mean?
You're a billionaire.
He's not a billionaire.
Why you feel like
why not?
Nuts?
Not a billionaire.
With the Adidas shit?
But I'm
not
just saying.
He ain't a billionaire yet.
Why you feel like he going nuts?
You just don't believe it. I believe it.
He's not a billionaire. That's all.
Why do you feel like you going nuts?
Because he's talking fucking stupid. That's why.
Irrelevant shit that don't make no sense.
Yeah, he just talking fucking crazy.
So y'all wouldn't vote for Kanye if he's running for president, is what y'all saying. So y'all either Biden or Trump.
Kanye.
First of all, I don't trust none of them niggas.
I'm voting for Kanye.
I ain't trust none of them niggas, but I'm not gonna vote for a nigga that don't know how to play the politics. You jumping in and don't know how to play the game, you can't win that way.
Why Donald Trump don't know how to do nothing? So
he playing the game right now. He making his own rules. He playing the game right now.
He definitely showed us that he's playing the game.
He don't give a fuck. He really don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
I think we really got no point. Everybody done dropped out and shit. They know what he's doing. Donald Trump know what he doing. Like, people don't understand.
We should learn. We should learn from Donald Trump. You see how he get up there and talk fucking nonsense.
He says whatever the fuck he wants to say.
He say whatever the fuck he wants to say. Whether it makes sense or not.
It's not even that. It's been going to happen, man. There's something bigger than y'all.
Kanye, go get some help, nigga.
It's bigger than y'all. You never understand it.
I fucks with Kanye. I think I would probably vote for him.
You just vote for him for the popularity.
Nah, like you said,
No, what can he bring?
Both y'all niggas is corny.
What did he? No, what can he bring? I'm not voting
fuck
for
you,
him.
Dave.
But
go
what
ahead,
can
Maurice.
Well, vote for Kanye. That nigga sounds
I'm not voting
stupid.
For Kanye. Shut up.
You say you vote for him?
No, I didn't. Shut up. I take it back. No,
I would.
I take just... it back.
Anyway. First of all, I was playing.
I would.
So, like, what would he do?
Yes, you would.
What is he gonna do for the community? What is he gonna do for jobs?
The fuck was that?
Huh?
Yeah.
You don't even know because you sitting there.
Oh, he said, what he's going to do for jobs?
Yeah, what he going to do for the community? What he going to do for jobs?
I don't know. You got to put him in that position to find out.
No, but he's not saying nothing about that. He's talking about.
Yeah, he's talking about trying
other
to end.
Stuff.
Like,
Harriet Tubman is. What are you talking about?
And then he says things about. Like,
Harriet Tubman. What are you talking about?
And in jail.
What are you talking about?
Hey, man, listen.
It's because you make a gospel album.
I don't give a fuck
about,
fuck about Trump and Biden, nigga. So if I'm a vote, nigga, I mean, if he there, fuck it, I'm voting. That's all I'm saying. I'm here to vote. My vote is coming regardless. And if I see that name, fuck it, I'm rolling with it.
So you gonna vote?
Even though I still need to do my fucking research. I'm just being honest.
I vote for Sylvester Stallone.
Who you voting for? Right. Trump Biden now. Trump Biden.
I would vote for Sylvester Stallone.
Right. That's exactly what you sound like. I'm voting for whoever I like. Yo, Sylvester Stallone. You know what I mean? I like him. He should be president. You know what? I'm going to write his name in.
They all, but I'm man, yeah, because they all full of shit anyway, bro.
So don't vote at all then. Don't why
you
waste your time?
You got to give your vote. You got to give your vote.
If you're going to fucking vote for somebody that don't make, and that ain't going to make a difference.
Ain't none of them making a difference, bro.
That's not gonna win. At least try to make a change. That voting for Kanye is not gonna change anything, is what I'm saying. If you're gonna give the
voting
effort
for the other
if you're
candidates,
gonna,
ain't neither.
If you're gonna give the effort, then give you know put some thought behind.
That's what
it.
I'm saying.
And you can
process,
you can stay at home
have
for that.
A lot on his table.
Why wait on the line if you're gonna vote for some dumb shit like that?
Can he deal with that?
That's fucking retarded.
That's what you got to think about. Can he deal with what he had to deal on the table?
I heard you.
If you think nobody's going is good in your interest, don't fucking vote.
That shit.
Don't just go there and scribble some shit on the paper, nigga. No, that's just retarded. That's retarded, bro.
That's how I always move anyway, Dave. But I'm voting because my mom want me to vote. I ain't going to lie. And I want to be a part of just like, I just want to make
that's
sure my vote
gotta,
is there.
Like, you know what see I'm saying? Was, period. You got to be in, I think, involved.
They just want to do shit just to say they did shit.
Well, I'm not
that's
doing
it
just to
like.
Say it.
That's
I
what
did.
It sounds like.
For my mother.
So you going to, you vote.
First of all right, let me get my shit straight.
No, hold on. You
I don't give
vote.
A fuck who's in that motherfucker.
You going
to
vote.
I don't care about none of that
just
because
your mother said vote, but say Kanye's name is on the ballot. You gonna check this nigga name off? And you say, oh, man, I voted.
Yeah, I voted and I voted for Kanye.
You might as well stay your stupid ass at the house.
Don't call me stupid.
You know what I mean? You might as well stay your stupid ass at the house.
What are you talking
CJ.
About?
Stay home, my nigga.
Nah, man.
Stay home.
Listen.
Stay home.
Making my mother
we
happy.
We don't need you.
Making my mother happy, man. I went
that's
voted.
Not making your mother happy, bro. You know who your mother wants you to vote for.
I don't not. First of all,
it's not Kanye, nigga.
And it ain't Biden or Trump neither.
Who you think she wants you to vote for?
I don't know.
Kanye? No, nigga. So if you want to make
she
your mother,
she probably would let me vote for.
Cut
vote
it
for
out,
me.
Nigga. You sound fucking stupid.
All right, whatever. This nigga David.
I'm stupid as fuck.
Just because you wouldn't vote for Kanye,
I
probably
Kanye.
Would vote for Kanye.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. No, I'm just saying the reasoning that you're giving and. That you're giving doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't want to vote at all.
Then don't fucking do it.
Gotcha.
To make your mother happy, nigga.
I love my mother. She going through things.
Like, what you want me
but
to
I'm
do?
But I'm just saying, love your mother and vote right. Vote yeah, for the right people. Don't just vote.
I just need to do the proper
voting
research.
Just to vote.
I got
to
do the proper research. Yeah. So basically, nobody in
what
Dirty
is
Water Podcast
the,
will vote
but
for
what
Kanye.
Gonna get
I was
the,
just saying I would.
What I'm saying, what is he going to get to the community?
Nobody
like,
but you, nigga.
If that was his speech right there, he started off wrong. Don't you think? Just think about it. I'm just saying.
What are the other two candidates doing?
Nigga is unstable.
Everybody's unstable.
Honestly,
you still like Trump because he don't give a fuck.
That's what I'm saying. If you feel like nobody's for you, don't vote. Don't just go there scribbling some fucking name on there, because that could potentially fuck
That's what I did last presidency when it came to the Hillary.
There you go.
And,
congratulations,
Trump. Like, that's why I didn't vote. All right, well, whatever. Fuck it. Y'all wouldn't vote for Kanye.
I understand. I vote don't really count anyway. They say it counts, but it really don't.
Uh oh. There we go. Talk some shit, really Moses.
It's not talking shit. Count? It's reality. No, like, we don't
count.
Seen it. We
so when you go vote, it don't count.
So when we vote for Hillary and everybody voted for Hillary,
I didn't vote for Hillary.
You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't.
I didn't vote for neither.
You rich?
I'm not.
Think about the poor people.
Whatever.
And the poor class people can't afford no jewelry.
Man, this motherfucker episode 85. A motherfucking Dirty Water podcast. We appreciate all. You got some other shit on your list, Moses? You got
vote
some
for Pedro, nigga.
Yo. Pedro got it done. Pedro got it done.
Vote for Pedro.
Fuck with us on Twitter, dirty_water_NC.
I got a question. That was you asking me.
You got some.
You asked me, do I got some more shit?
Talking shit. Yes. Hey, look. Huh? It's your podcast too, bro. What you got? What's on your mind?
I'm stupid.
Come on, man. Shut up, man. Did you hump with a girl with a humpback?
Wait, what?
If a girl had a hunchback, would you hump her?
Nah. That's not attractive to me.
She had a fat ass and everything.
But she got a hump and a fat ass.
You probably just grabbed a hump.
I don't.
This is camel hump. I am Aladdin. You a camel.
So we on Twitter, dirty_water_NC.
This is camel.
Check us out on Instagram.
First of all, Aladdin never rode on a camel. I'm going to just put that out there.
The nigga was definitely on a fucking carpet.
No, he was on the carpet. He did rode a camel.
He never had no camel.
Yeah, right. I'm getting the fuck out of here because I'm not fucking with Moses and Dave. Shout out to CJ for finally coming
back to
work.
Dave never even watched Aladdin. He don't even watch like Disney.
Me and Dave watched Aladdin when we was kids. No, I could vouch for him.
He didn't even look at it.
I could vouch for him.
First of all, I don't never remember even watching Aladdin.
That's what I'm saying. He was cleaning guns. Fucking watch
I don't know what you're talking about.
I had
about.
Aladdin blanket, bro. We used to fuck
I
with
don't
Aladdin.
Remember
we
watching no Aladdin with you.
So you ain't watch
you used
Aladdin?
To watch Aladdin and take bath together.
I've seen
so
Aladdin.
This is
hold
dirty
on,
water.
Hold on,
so you used to watch
hold
Aladdin
on.
And take bath together. So
first of all, we never took bath. Get the fuck out of here. Let's clear that up right
not,
now.
It's not nighttime.
Squeegee.
You're not that close, nigga.
Squeegee.
So
I've seen Aladdin. I don't remember being it with you.
Well,
bro.
I'm telling
that's
you, I've
saying.
Seen it with you, nigga.
Nah,
you
never,
that's
never
a lot
happened.
Of shit you said to me that I don't remember.
Never,
that's some shit that
never
you don't
happened.
Remember. It's
yeah,
cool, nigga.
Never happened.
Fuck
yeah.
out of here.
Never
with the rubber
hey,
Dougie.
Yo, check us out.
We on out Facebook. With the rubber Dougie.
Check us out on Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Instagram, dirty_water_podcast. I'm Dirty Water Lex on Instagram.
I'm drunk.
I'm dirty water. I wish you could get a social media, nigga. I wish you would get a social media.
What for?
Hey, shut up. All right, shut up then.
If I do
shut
it's
up.
It's fucking
shut
over.
It.
Get a check.
Then what's I get your it? Shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Hey, fuck with us. We appreciate
get
all
the check. Did I get it?
We appreciate all the listeners fucking with us. We coming out every week as we should. Shout out to CJ. That's our boy, man. This
you
nigga,
know what I'm saying?
This
CJ
nigga make
here.
It sound great.
Yeah.
And this is what we do. Fuck with us.
Hey, CJ. Thank you, Bo. Honestly, for real, for
thank
everything.
Thank you,
Bo. You know what I'm saying? For the sound quality and for everything.
No, that's a fact. That's
doing
a
good job.
That's a fact. That's
I know
a
you
fact.
Got a boo-boo and everything, but you know what I'm saying? You hold it down.
Hey, yo, 2-6 and
Badger Milk.
Word.
Most.